The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello. And welcome to KTQA Daily Briefing. It's 3:01 on Thursday, May 7th. And joining me now is nobody because it's just me, Becky. And there's lots of updates today. As always, you can find state-level updates on COVID-19 online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health Department officials are staffing the coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also now text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online. There are some updates from the State Health Department. The State Health Department has issued strong guidance urging Washingtonians to absolutely avoid engaging in social gatherings or parties because uninfected people might mingle with COVID-19 positive individuals and transmit the virus. The department did rescind claims that individuals were intentionally gathering in so-called COVID-19 parties after contact tracing revealed that viral transmission had been linked to unintentional incidental person-to-person interactions. Health officials do note that long-term health issues related to COVID-19 infection are still unknown, but may include diminished respiratory capacity, neurological effects, and liver issues. So please stay safe. And separately, as COVID-19 antibody tests become commercially available, state officials caution that there is not enough evidence to determine whether a positive test actually indicates that one is no longer contagious or has immunity from the virus. On the economic front, despite more than one-third of unemployment applicants still waiting to receive payments, Washington's Employment Security Department stresses that those who have not been paid will receive benefits retroactive to the date they filed. The department has received more initial claims in the past 2 months than in the previous 3.5 years, contributing to the slowdown. People should continue to file claims weekly during their period of unemployment, even if you have not been paid yet. There are some new things occurring in our state. The Washington State Broadband Office is launching hundreds of new Wi-Fi hotspots across the state that will be available for free use by the public. All users must practice social distancing and hygiene precautions, including staying in one's vehicle or keeping a 6-foot distance from others. Some hotspots will be open and others will have Children's Internet Protection Act safe security installed. Locations are listed at driveinwifi.wa.gov. That's driveinwifi.wa.gov. Those without internet access may call the Department of Commerce at 360-725-4000 for more info. Washingtonians 21 and older may now order beer, wine, and pre-mixed cocktails to go or for delivery from local restaurants or bars during the stay-at-home order. Customers must also order a full meal with their drink, and the drink must come in a container with a secure lid that doesn't have any sipping holes. Customers have to place the drink in the trunk or rear area of their car vehicle. Just as suspected or expected, there are some reopenings. The Department of Fish and Wildlife is reminding Washingtonians that while many outdoor recreation opportunities are beginning to open, all coastal recreation saltwater fishing and shellfish harvest remain closed. Puget Sound Marine Areas 5 through 13 are open for sport fishing, according to the 2019-2020 rules, with the exception of halibut, clams, oysters, mussels, and shrimp. Anglers also may not use fishing guides or charters, as these businesses have not been granted permission to reopen. Drive-in spiritual services may begin this week under the following guidelines. All attendees must remain in their enclosed vehicle during the entire service. Windows, sunroofs, and convertible tops must stay closed unless the vehicle is parked more than 6 feet from other vehicles. Each vehicle may have only members of the same household, with a maximum of 10 individuals per vehicle. That's quite a household. Physical offerings may only be collected via a drop box upon leaving or entering the parking area. No food, beverages, or other materials may be distributed or collected before, after, or as part of the service, including communion wafers, bread, wine, or juice. Vessel and auto sales may begin this week under COVID-19 safety guidelines. Most browsing, selection, communication, and financing applications should be done remotely. All vehicle and vessel surfaces must be sanitized after any employee or customer enters and prior to a vehicle being released to the purchaser. Dealerships must provide PPE to employees if necessitated by the nature of their job, with all employees wearing a minimum of cloth face coverings while at job sites. Full guidelines for both spiritual services and vehicle sales can be found online at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news section. And I'm happy to share that we have some computer updates. We did get more requests than we had devices in only the 3 days over the weekend that our form was up. And we have begun distribution to student recipients that were drawn via lottery because we did have more submissions than or requests than we did have devices. So I'm happy to report that a high school senior can get his graduation requirements done. I met a first grader from a distance who was very excited and didn't even mind having to do the quote-unquote spelling test of entering his password. A second grader who just celebrated his quarantine birthday, and then a handful of other grade schoolers and several middle schoolers. So we're very grateful to be able to share those with students. And there are some other resources becoming available within the city of Tacoma. You can go to tacomalearns.org if you're a student or you are a student and you're still looking for a device in order to connect to your teachers and maintain your studies. Because there are several resources out there that are trying to help make sure that kids are connected and able to continue learning. I think that's all I have for the updates. There were a lot of state level things going on, and we'll keep an eye on things locally here in Tacoma and regionally here in Pierce County. Hopefully also we'll see Sam back tomorrow. But if you would like to get in touch with us, our website is daily.ktqa.org. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will get you statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821. You can call or text us there. We'll see you all tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.